The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holly, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
Freaky Friday, we made it! That's a live look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza outside in front of the Ford Center, where it is going to get festive and continue to get festive. The holidays are around the corner here at at the Star in Frisco. It's nice outside. It's a little bit still overcast, but rain this morning. It's still nice outside. It's a beautiful day outside. Kurt is not with us today. It's all good.
Forcing me to talk. I hate you, Kurt. You're forcing me to talk.
It's Nate Newton. It's Jesse Holly. Two-thirds of Hanging with the Boy. But together we make Hanging with the Boy, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak. Nate was out in the hallway putting on a show, as always, talking about deep sea fishing and all that kind of stuff. The Cowboys are getting ready to take on the Houston Texans this Sunday, 12 noon. Should be an absolute blowout. Should be no contest. Should be straight up and down. However you want it. This game should be however you want it. This segment is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets his wings. But before we get into that, I do want to start with our boy, Odell Beckham Jr. No, I can't bury the lead, though. Our boy, Odell Beckham Jr., Jerry was on the flagship station today. He didn't sound too confident about it. Odell Beckham last night was on a version of The Shop, LeBron James and Mav Carter show. They were doing it during the Thursday night football. And there were two statements that Odell Beckham made during The Shop last night. I'm going to play them from my mic. Can I do that? There's no cursing in it.
I wouldn't.
I'm sorry, Chris. Huh?
I wouldn't.
Okay, cool. I won't.
Just quote it.
I'll just quote
because I don't know what the copyright with Amazon Prime is right now.
Gotcha. I'll just quote it. The first quote, he said, they were asking about coming back and playing. He said, "I'm not saying I couldn't step in and play in the regular season, but I don't see the point." This is a person who hasn't played a down all year long. His goal, I assume, is to get right to the money of the playoffs, or he's being a hell of a salesman and trying to throw people off the scent of that he can't play in the regular season right now, and that he needs some more time to get ready. But it was the second question that really kind of tipped his hand a little bit, and maybe he's a great chess player. This was the comment when they asked him about, where are you going? Like, give us a hint where you're going. You want to announce it tonight on The Shop, where you're going. And his thing was, he goes, "I'll just say this. I don't feel like Saquon Barkley and I got to do what we were supposed to do."
Okay.
End quote.
Okay. I really was ready to I thought we were past this as a organization. I thought we was past this as our shows. I thought we was past this guy as even being on The Shop last night. But apparently we need something really drastic to change in the news cycle.
Well, I mean, he needs to sign.
Yeah.
Right?
No. What we need to do is not us, not me and you, not mm-hmm. Mr. Jones. But this team over here, they are bigger than him. This Dallas Cowboy team is bigger than him. And some of the comments that, you know, they are saying, letting me know that let's move on. And I'm going to ride with them on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Odell, love you. I want you to get your money. But I hope the Cowboys just move on, because – it's getting exhausting. I mean, so I know if it's finally getting exhausting in Nate, is maybe I know they're probably past that point over there. And I'm not the normal guy. I just do a podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the, you know, I don't need media content.
Right.
I'm excited about how bad we going, how can we break this thing up? Is we going to score 20 in the first quarter, 85 in the second, 5 in, you know. But what are your thoughts? Because
no, I've been very clear since day one.
Yeah, you have.
Never
yeah,
wanted Odell Beckham from day one. Before the visits, before the dates, I've never wanted Odell Beckham from day one. Never thought that he was going to be able to realistically help us in the right now.
Yeah.
You know, I just looked at the way Michael Gallup was performing and seeing how his body was moving and thinking about a guy who's a two-time ACL injury recovery, 30 years old. And this is the attention that he's getting now, this is what he brings. And I'm not saying that it's a negative or anything like that, but at times it can be exhausting.
Yes.
And it can, and, you know, it can at times turn into a distraction.
Yes.
And so this is all that Odell Beckham encompasses. And I am from the school of I will tolerate certain things at the degree of your talent. I fall in line
with
those.
You're just keeping it real.
I like and like most teams are. When your talent is
elite,
A plus elite, we'll put up with a few things. That's on all levels.
Right.
I got to tell some of the parents that I deal with in high school, you know, elementary, not high school, not in middle school, but high school, I tell some parents, your kid ain't good enough for you to be this, to be this annoying.
Can you give a little more money?
Like your kid ain't that good. Your kid's not that good.
Even though you put it in different, nicer terms.
Yeah, I put it in nicer terms, but bottom line, it be...
You be giving him the eye?
It'd be like, I'd be like, your kid's not worth all this.
So with your pretty white shirt on, a cream shirt on, you had to deliver that today?
No, today I was delivering a positive message. Okay. Today I was getting paid for them to feel me like Braille. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was getting paid for that today. That part. Now you know how that goes. You got to do some other things on the side, a little substrate with some change, make them holler for
good,
a dollar.
Was you
thank
tied
you, man.
Up?
Yeah, I had a tie on. I took the tie off. Okay. I didn't want to come here too formal.
All right.
But the crazy part about that quote by him, he's talking about going to the Giants for the playoffs. Are the Giants going to make the playoffs?
Don't know.
Because I'm going to tell you, you want to know their schedule? They have five more
Philly
games
this
left.
Week.
Philly this week.
Mm-hmm.
Then they play Washington, who they just tied.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then they play at Minnesota, who's going for a number one seed, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then they play Indianapolis. So I guess that's a win. I'll call it a win. And then they play Philly again.
Mm.
So get... I mean, they're 7-4-1 right now. They could honestly be 8-8-1.
What I need for them to do is beat Philly twice.
I mean,
that's what I hope.
Yeah,
I ain't looking for that to happen. But, I ain't looking for it to happen. I'm with you, Chris.
Saquon's on the injury report this week with a neck problem.
Oh.
So a running back with a neck problem is questionable to play. Would you play him?
No.
I mean, he popped up.
I know I crack jokes about wet, hot towels and all that, but not with this kid. Do not do that to this kid.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
So,
yeah, I mean,
he could say he wants to go unfinished business, but they'll be on that boat again like they were last time they went to the playoffs.
And, wow. And you know, at the end of the day, it's always about that dollar. So if the Giants are talking about giving that kind of money up, then that also...
But the playoff money's the same.
No. I mean the long term of the deal, right? Whatever deal he's trying to get.
He wants to get like next year, right?
Right.
And the playoffs this year.
So whatever that money is that he's gonna get is gonna be a determining factor of it all.
But you know what, Jess? And like I tell people, I do not want to see, it gets to the point where it almost turns negative. That's why I keep reiterating. Get your money. You know, I'm talking about Mr. Odell. Get your money. I hope you can get everything that you deserve. You're a hell of an athlete. But for this team, where they're at right now and what I feel they could be, they could get there with what they got.
Yep.
And that's just what I feel.
All right, we're going to take calls today. We got more in this segment, but just for those who are listening, 888-855-2297, 888-855-2297. We're going to take your calls all second segment, all third segment. We want to hear from you. All right, did my reads already?
You know, go one more time.
I only got one read in this.
Can you go with it one more time?
This segment is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets his wings.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, I like that. You ain't got to look at the paper now. That's you.
That's me. Yeah, okay. I'm him. I'm him on the reads. No.
I'm just having fun,
man.
Dog.
Listen, this is a fun Friday. This we told
you
guys.
But you forgot something we practiced on yesterday.
No, I'm coming. No,
going to the U?
The YouTube is where you gotta go to watch us.
Yeah, thank you.
The YouTube is where you gotta go to watch us. We are the number one watch show across the Dallas Cowboys platform.
Yes.
Nobody is watched more than Hanging with the Boys on YouTube across the platform. You name the show, they come second to us.
Yes.
Over 100,000 views more than any other show on the network. And we're proud of that. Our fearless leader, Shannon Gross, started that.
Yes.
He was the starter of this, and I'm so happy to be able to carry that flag on to the next iteration of what it's supposed to be, and when we fully take over.
I got a sixth grade degree.
Iteration?
Yeah, whatever.
Form.
Okay.
The next form of what this show is going to be.
I'm like, what did he just say? I want a candy bar.
Yeah, no more using big words. I haven't heard your thoughts on your guy.
Who that?
Deion.
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all
talk about that?
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that if you so desire. Yes, sir. What do you need to know?
Are you going
to
leave us, too?
No.
Are you going to Colorado to coach?
He had a position for me, and I thought about it. And the position was I will have to have a phone for 24/7. No, sir. Not for no kids. I don't love y'all like that. I don't love kids like that.
Have you ever thought about coaching?
No. Yes. Because, and then I got to thinking, God has a way of showing you what you were. And what if I wind up with like 16 Nate Newtons? No, sir. I'm not going down that road.
Wouldn't you be able to give them some valuable lessons? If you looked across the table and you saw 16 Nate Newtons, wouldn't you be able to sit there and go, because these kids nowadays, you got to kind of a lot of times show proof.
Yeah.
Right? They'd be like, you'd be like, listen, son, open your laptop, YouTube this.
Yeah.
I can show you better than I can tell you.
Right.
Not only like on the field, off the field, life lessons, all of that. Like, you don't think that.
You see my hairline right here going back a little bit?
Yeah, mine too.
I'm going to hold on to that.
Mine too.
It's 16, 8 news. That thing will be sitting back. I ain't going. Because I will be overly committed.
You will fit right in with Deion then.
No, I would be. Because Deion, when he first went to Jackson State, Deion is a realist.
Mm-hmm.
And he like, wow, okay, I like that kid. But this kid, no. And I said, I'm feeling. He said, Nate, no, leave the kid alone. He said, this kid, he's going to be in the portal. Leave him alone. So, because I want to coach everybody, because that's what Coach Johnson, that's what my high school, no matter who it is. Now, I get on Coach, man, this kid has a right to be coached at the fullest. But you know what? Every kid don't want to be coached to the fullest. And when you realize that right there, you have to let it go. But not Nate. So I'm not finna let my hairline go way back here trying to coach somebody who don't want nothing to do with this. You know, they have other plans, and if it ain't education, and then I could put up with one or the other. If you're here to make the 3.0 and the 4, that makes the school, that makes the average go up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're here to play football and I got to push you to class, I'm with that. But when you just him, you know how many kids come to college out of a 100-man roster, about 30% of them is just, I'm just here, coach. And 9 times out of 10, I get that. I'm just here, guys. I don't want them.
I got you.
You want that consultant.
Yes, that's what you want. You want that way.
You live in Dallas.
Right.
Consultant.
But you have to be watching a lot of film and be able to put into meetings. Yeah, I like to travel. I like to go.
Yeah, but you'll be on the road recruiting.
Oh, yeah, he could be the recruiting
coordinator. I'll be 800 pounds.
Sure.
Every time somebody see me coming, hey, Mr. Newman, would you like me? I'll be 800 pounds. I'm traveling
now. At the last kid's house, but you don't have another.
All right, so Nate's staying with us, y'all. For those that were asking, Nate's not leaving.
I'm staying with it.
He's not going to Boulder, Colorado to join Neon Dion and his staff.
Dion never gets the Alabama job. He's definitely
he's out of here. He's gone.
Who is that?
He said if Dion ever gets the Alabama job, said you're out of here.
Budget is a little higher.
Even more higher. Dion said he brought his luggage and it's Louis. I thought she was in that luggage. I said he must have got the big trunk case for the Louis.
I love when people prosper. And yes. I love even more when our close friends, like yesterday when we was just teasing around, you know, if you went to another country, you got contacts. I love that. I love to hear that you have people in higher places, even though you're not going to do anything wrong to have to use them.
No.
I just love that. When I see people prosper, you know, I just get happy. My dad always taught me when I was a little kid, when I used to try to show hate, like, why has he got that? Oh, daddy, you know, you can afford it. My dad stopped me. Hey, son, you like what he got? He's a man. You're a young man. Go ask him how he got it.
Mm.
So you can put yourself in that position if you really want what he has. And so from that point on, I stopped hating, stopped having envy, and started trying to figure out how can I have what he's got in a moral and correct way. Because I did the wrong, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But if anything that lasts comes in the correct and right way.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Come on now. You're on that Dion. You're on that Dion right
there. Pastor gonna call in.
Oh yeah. You're on that Dion right there. Pastor ready to call it. All right, let's take our break. When we come back from the break, we're going right to the phone line. We want to hear from you about your thoughts on this week's game versus the Houston Texans. 888-855-2297. This is Hanging with the Boys. We'll be right back.
85-0. I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls. With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want. And we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Hanging with the Boys. Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys, the number one watch show on YouTube across the Dallas Cowboys platform. This is Hanging with the Boys. We are hanging with the boys. This is Hanging with the Boys. We are
hanging with the boys.
This segment is brought to you by Blockchain, blockchain.com. Also, give the gift of Cowboys this holiday season with the Dallas Cowboys United membership. Give your super fan an annual fan club membership and fan pack as little as $20 to the season. Learn more at DallasCowboys.com/United, the DCU holiday. Let's get right to the phones.
Okay.
Right to the phones. If you're in line, stay online. Don't hang up. 888-855-2297. Chris, who you got? Yes! We needed this today, baby.
Pastor must be. You better ask Pastor.
Hey, fellas, what's good? What's good? How y'all doing?
What's going on, brother?
How you doing, Pastor?
Man, I'm good, man. How y'all doing today?
All right.
We're good, man. We're good.
That's great, man. Always praying for y'all. Love what y'all doing. You know, y'all keep up the good work with everything, man. Of course, I feel good about this Sunday. I think the Texans are going to come to play, though, just because it's in state, but. Give me Cowboys, I'm going to say 45-17.
Ooh, Pastor, boy, everybody, like ooh, everybody, ooh.
45-17.
And that 17 is more like garbage time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, when they put Cooper Rush in the fourth quarter and they just play.
They're going to play a little bit. Yeah, man, you know, halftime should be like 28-3.
Okay.
I like that. Wow. I like that. All right.
How long did you wait, Pastor? How long did you wait before you got in? How long were you on the line?
I called like seven times because they would ring and then it would go like, you know, busy. But okay. I try to get in first, man, because I know a lot of folks be calling in, man. You know, I just like always like talking to y'all on Fridays, man. And remember, I told y'all that the record was going to be 13-4.
Okay.
I hope it's 14-3.
Okay.
Oh, you added another one on there. You feeling good about everything now, huh?
Nah, man, but look, man, look, James Washington is going to shock folk, man. I'm telling y'all. Y'all watch James Washington. He's been hearing that talk.
He got something to prove. I ain't going to lie, Pastor. He's going to have to shock me. I'm not going to lie.
He's going to shock me.
He's going to have to shock me because I'm trying to figure out. I'm not saying that he's not a good player, but he's going to have to shock me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm telling you, man, he's a better route runner than Noah Brown. Noah Brown does more, but he's a better route runner than Noah Brown. And the threat of him going deep is going to open it up.
Okay.
I'm telling you, man.
All right. I look forward to it. Appreciate you, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
43-16?
Yeah.
43-16.
No, 45-17.
45-17. 45-17. All right, Pastor, man. You have a great one. We thank you.
You too. Take care.
A phone line has opened up. 888-855-2297. Get those calls in. We want to hear from you today. Chris, who you got?
Man, we going overseas. We got Andrew in England.
Andrew in England.
Andrew in England. What's up, my brother?
How we doing, guys? You okay?
We're great, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I just wanted to start on a quick note, if I may. I just want to shout out one of my good friends who actually lives over in Dallas, in Fort Worth, Texas, Wesley Klein. He's currently actually on life support in DFW Hospital. And I just wanted to shout out his family and friends over there. And just send some love and prayers to them. He's a massive Cowboys fan.
What's his name?
It's Wesley Klein.
Wesley Klein?
Yeah, a.k.a. Cajun Boy.
Oh, Cajun Boy, all right.
He's a huge, huge Dallas Cowboys fan. He's a member of a group called the Hard Hitters over in the U.S. And when I came over a few years ago, I actually got to spend some time with him and attend his birthday party. He's a real good dude, and obviously we're all just praying for him at this time. So, yeah.
All right, well, yeah, we will definitely lift Cajun Boy up in our prayers. Absolutely. Pastor, if you're listening, please pray for him and his family right now as he's in this battle on life support. What you got for us, brother?
I appreciate that. Thank you, guys. Other than that, just a quick one. Obviously, I haven't phoned. I haven't phoned for a couple of years. But obviously, this season's going well. Well, better than well, to be fair. And obviously, just looking ahead to the game on Sunday, just looking forward to another Dallas Cowboys victory and work out the issue that we have at corner, etc. And keep this train rolling for as long as we can.
What's your prediction? Score prediction?
I'm going to say 35-10 to the Cowboys.
35-10. I like it, man.
Yep.
We appreciate the call, man, and we will definitely lift your friend up in prayers, man. Thank you again so much, man. Go Cowboys.
Yes.
Take care, guys.
Thank you, sir. Everybody's in the 35, mm-hmm. 30 to 35 range, 10 to 15 range as far as the points they score. It's amazing how everybody's kind of close like that, you know.
Yeah.
Now, Pastor went a little.
Pastor, he went in the 40s.
Got a little holy on his head.
He went in the 40s. He looking for that Holy Ghost. He said the Holy Trinity going to show itself on Sunday.
Yeah.
He said the Texas.
He called it halftime score. Yeah, 28-3. I'm like, wow.
He said the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit going to be touching the Texans on Sunday.
Yeah, wow.
I like it. It makes better for a post-game show for us. We can get in and get out of that thing. We ain't got to be there all afternoon. All right, 888-855-2297. A line has opened up. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your Cowboys predictions, your Cowboys thoughts about anything and everything surrounding the Dallas Cowboys. Chris, who you got?
We got Eric in North Carolina.
Eric, what's up, my brother?
What's up, guys? Long time no talk to, man. Y'all holding it down, man.
We're doing the very best that we can, brother. We appreciate you listening. And hopefully you're listening on YouTube.
I told Shannon the other day, y'all doing a great job.
Yeah, thank you, man. What you feeling about this game, sir?
Well, I think we're a classy team, so we're not going to just blubber them too bad. So I got us going 34-10. This should be a good game. I just don't want to see us playing with our food no more, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Get up in here,
take them out of their misery. Let's roll some of these backups in, let them get some reps. Let's try some of these offensive line combinations. Whatever stuff y'all want to do, let's handle business so we can do that, man. 34-10, Dallas Cowboys on our way to a miraculous divisional win this year. I mean, our divisional championship, because we're going to pull it out. I don't know how, but we're going to pull it out. Okay. We're going to jump the Eagles, and we're going to pull it out, guys. Watch this.
Okay. Appreciate you, brother. Cowboys. Thank you so much, man.
Cowboys for life.
Always.
For life. That's me.
You know, and when you look at this game, you know, this isn't like college where you're blowing teams out 60 by 40, 50, 60 every single week. But you do come across a team every now and again where you should really, really put a good whooping on them. Almost scoreboarded. You know, Mike McCarthy said earlier this week, he talked about, you know, we want to get in there and we want to run some of our stuff. We want to look at some things when we go out here and play against the Texans to this Sunday coming up. And so the biggest thing, I hope that they're able to kind of workshop some of those things. And maybe some [S2] Right. [S1] Of those things will be if James Washington is in the mix, see what he looks like. See what some looks for Kevontae Turpin looks like.
Right.
You know, give some looks to Malik Davis. You know, defensively, keep getting those reps for Kelvin Joseph and Deron Bland and just those players who may
Let's see if Sam can do about 25, 30 plays.
Get Sam in there. Get some Jabril Cox in that mix. Get some of that, you know, some of that in there. So I think this will be a great in-game opportunity to get some of those guys reps once you handle your business early in this football game.
You know, I know me and you as ex-players and what we like to see, the cleanness of a game, the start fast. But is this just how it is for the Cowboys? Because they are scoring points. You know, they may not come when we think they should come, but is this how it is? And can they win big games like this?
With the slow starts, I don't think you'll find yourself in a fight that you don't want to really be in with a good team with those slow starts, because a good team is going to capitalize on them. They're going to make the necessary plays that have to be made if they get short fields or you get your first three possessions is three and outs and you ain't got no points on the board. Good team's going to go down and score, you know, 10, 13 thinking. Points. Like, wow. You know, they're not going to just keep giving you the ball back with no points on the board after you've given them the ball. So, for the Cowboys, I don't think it's a healthy, sustainable approach to how to play football games.
I'm agreeing with that, bro.
I don't think it's a healthy, sustainable way. It can be done. That will be done on Earth, isn't it? But it should not.
won't be sustained.
It should not be the approach that we take in that matter of winning football games. All right, we're going to take our final break. Did I say it right this time? We'll take our final break of the show and then come right back to the phone lines, 888-855-2297,
888-855-2297.
We're going to give our picks and our predictions. It's probably going to sound a lot like everyone else's, a lot to a little bit. But I may shock you. I may shock you. No, I'm not gonna shock you. It ain't gonna be no shock in this one. The only shock in this one is if we don't beat them by 21 points. All right, stay with us. Hang with the boys. We'll be right back.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys, the number one viewed show across the DC platform on YouTube. Make sure you're watching us on every platform, but continue to tell a friend that we on YouTube live every single are we live? It doesn't matter. Go watch. Yes. Go watch us. Yes. Go watch us. Go watch us all the time. All right, Cowboys, Texans, 12 noon. Your headphone, you jacked your headphones up.
Yeah,
you
hit that button again.
You hit that button again. Cowboys, Texans, 12 noon this Sunday. You think the Texans are walking in, man, like, man, we about to get out of here. Nah, dog.
See, that's the thing about it. Because I was on a 1-15 team, a 3-13 team. If you come out there in the first half, like the 49ers did us when Joe Montana was there, you know, they came out and just two quick scores. Then all of a sudden I was like, wow, we finna get killed. Yeah. But if you hanging in there fighting, you're like, man, we in this.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to be the one to make the mistake. But see what your mindset is?
Right.
Either way, you lose because – one gives you no hope, and the other one gives you a little bit of hope, but you just hoping it ain't you who messed it up.
All right, let's head back to the phone lines. Chris, who you got?
I got Andrew in Port Arthur, Texas.
Yes,
Andrew
sir.
Andrew in Port Arthur. Ain't that where Pimp C is from?
Yeah, that's from Coach Johnson, too. Jimmy Johnson.
Yep, exactly.
Who's more famous in Port Arthur, Pimp C or Coach Jimmy Johnson?
Well, I like Coach Johnson, but I went to school with Pimp C. He graduated 2 years after me.
I hear you.
So I would say Pimp C is
the man right now.
They really brought Port Arthur.
Ah, yeah.
They put Port Arthur on the map.
That's what's up. R.I.P. to Pimp C. What you got for us, brother?
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Love y'all show. I love both of y'all because this is a house full of Cowboy fans led by my mom, Geneva. And we love the Cowboys. And this weekend, we know that they should put up a 50 burger again.
Woof.
Or a double nickel.
Woof.
And Houston shouldn't score more than 13 points. I agree with Nate Newton that the defense should be dominating. We got to be dominating. We got to get stronger leading up to the playoffs. We can't be faltering. We can't be, because we were too close with the Colts, and we had that blow up in the fourth quarter that made it look good, but we were too close with the Colts.
So you saying you know, 55-13, feel 55-10.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, double nickel to 13, 55-13.
I like it, brother. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, man, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all bringing the love to the Cowboy Nation.
Hit a little YouTube when you get a chance.
Yeah, hit us up on YouTube.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Thank you, man.
For sure. All right, later.
Shout out to Miss Geneva. Miss Geneva, the moms of the house, the backbone of the house. She got everybody Cowboy right. I can hear her now. Hey, all y'all come in here, sit down. Sit down and be quiet. Now the Cowboy game on. Don't do all that running around. Quit running in front of my TV. The Cowboy game on. Run in there, give me something to drink. Come back in here and watch this Cowboy game. Shout out to Miss Geneva. We appreciate you, Miss Geneva, for getting the men in your life right. Getting them on the right path down there in Port Arthur, Texas. Port Arthur, Texas.
Yes, sir.
All right, who we got, Chris?
We got Kid Kane in Massachusetts.
Kid Kane.
Nate, Jesse, what up, fellas?
What's up, man? I like that voice.
Ain't nothing, man.
What about them voice, man? I like that voice. Kid Kane, what's up, brother?
Ain't nothing, man. What's been going on with y'all, man?
You know how we do, brother. Hanging with the boys.
Hey, man. Yeah, you know. Man, the Tar Heels been putting it through it, Jesse. Man, they got it. Man, they got boy. The only thing keeping me smiling, my Cowboys. That's it.
Yeah. Now our Tar's gonna get it together. And Hubert, I trust. We just had to change our mindset. We went last year. We went from being the hunter to being the hunted, and we haven't changed our mindset yet. So once these young fellas get their mind back right and start loving the game of basketball and loving each other, playing the game with each other, we'll be fine.
Right.
We'll be fine. We'll be in Houston. We'll be in Houston in late March, early April.
For sure. I think we're going to take Houston 31-10, man.
31-10?
We got to stick with the formula, keep doing what we're doing, keep playing how we're playing.
Who's going to be the player of the game? For the Cowboys, give me your offensive player of the game. Give me your defensive player of the game.
Ooh, offensive player of the game, I'm going to go with CD, I think.
Lamb. Okay. 88.
I think Lamb. And then on defense, I want to see D-Law get down real good.
I hear you.
Yeah, we haven't had one of those D-Law
right,
dominating
right.
games. Like, I mean, just
you feel him, but he ain't, you know, that real D-Law game.
It ain't Braille. You feel him, but it ain't Braille.
Right.
It ain't Braille. You know what I'm saying? It's like finger painting. You feel him, but it ain't Braille.
He's speaking loud. Yeah,
they should be able to put in their work this week, hone in on their skills, get the fundamentals down, you know, like a tune-up type game. Get everything real, real tight for the stretch coming up.
Absolutely, bro. All right, man. Thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
All right, brother. Y'all be good, man.
Thank you, sir. Jesse.
Peace. Yes, sir.
We are treating these people like they are college teams. I'm saying we're treating these folks bad, very disrespectful, man.
I know, but such is life, though, Nate. It is what it is.
Fortunate that this is not a college, because you know college coaches, they'll tape off. Look at what they're saying about you in KR at this and Dallas. You know, they be plastering it up on the board.
Look, whoever works for the Houston Texans, just make sure when y'all take these cuts, you go to YouTube to get them.
Yeah.
get the cuts off YouTube so we get them views.
Yeah.
Go head down to YouTube and get these cuts because not taking nothing away from these professionals.
Yes, we are.
They
Yes, we are, man.
They get paid just like our players get paid. I mean, these guys have the right to be here. But this is just one of those deals where, and Houston's been this way for a little while now, you know, they're just not a good football team. They're not a good organization. They're shout out to Lovie Smith, but beautiful beard. You know, he's probably a great, great man. I don't know him personally, and I'm sure he's doing all that he can to get this team ready. But at the end of the day, sometimes the cream just not sometimes most of the time the cream just rides to the top.
Right, right.
We got better cream.
Right.
That didn't come out right. We got better players.
It's good. You came out right. It just
didn't come out right.
It just we just disrespected them, man. We just really disrespected them.
And we should look, if we disrespected them on the air, they should be disrespecting them on the field. Back us up, Cowboys. Chris, who you got on the line?
All right, this guy, Rain or Shine, he always delivers. We got Mailman Phil in Maryland.
Mailman Phil in Maryland. What's up, my brother?
What's up, man? You said it the right way. Merlin.
That's right.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesse, real quick, I want to thank you for the championship you gave us in for Tar Heels Nation.
Thank you.
And Nate, thanks for the three Lombardis
that
I had. But too bad that was back when I was a teenager. But we gotta fix this. All right. So I want to give you a realistic expectation because everybody's going so high.
Right.
You know, the score is going to be about 10-3 at halftime, right?
Right.
But we know how to make adjustments now. So I'm looking at about 31-10 for a final score.
31-10. Okay. So. All right. Listen. So you're confident now that this team is able to go on to into the locker room and make adjustments, because that wasn't always the case for Kellen Moore and this football team about that halftime adjustment and changing up your game, you know, at the half to get better.
You are exactly right. And I've been pissed off all this time with Jason Garrett and never being able to adjust and him having wanting to tell the other teams what we're going to do. And no, we can't do that anymore. So I like this adjustments and the way that they know how to come back out and, you know, adjust to everything that's going on, and so far we've been getting a lot of good results. Oh, also, by the way, I will rewatch this again on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
We appreciate you, man.
Y'all have a good weekend.
You too.
All right.
That, you know, and it may be realistic. It may be 13-10.
That's why I asked you at the beginning of the show is, can we start? I don't feel comfortable, so.
I do.
You don't. You feel comfortable?
I do.
Now? Okay.
I do feel for this game. Let me preface that. For this game, I probably will be a little disappointed if it's 13-10 at halftime.
Yeah.
Not angry.
Right. Just a little disappointed.
Just a little bit disappointed. Because
I'll be hot, man.
And the game may end 40-10. And it was 13-10 at halftime. It may end 40-10, 40-13. But at some point in time, this team has to come out and say, we're just better. Literally, man for man, position for position, sides of the ball, we just better. And act in such a way. Act in a dominant way.
Okay, let me say this. The first seven games for the Eagles, they score everything in it. Second quarter, they had a low in the third quarter, and up until they played us.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, they start scoring whenever they needed to, whether it's in the second half or so. You saying we're that good? Because that's what the Eagles have done. If now they score in the second half, you know, it's just as well as the first half. So you're saying these slow starts, you know, but you're saying for this game.
I'm saying for this game, I don't trust the slow starts.
Right.
Because what ends up happening, it becomes a habit. And God be like, oh, don't worry. Well, it'll turn on. It'll turn on. And then you go click, 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 and it don't turn on.
Right.
And again, when you play good teams, they may not start as slow as you would like them to match your slow start. So, all right, Nate, what you got? What's your prediction? What's your score?
We have to give a pick. It's always going to be 21-20. Cowboys win.
21-20.
Yeah, Nick them told me I can't do the one by point. One no more.
So you're
no
going,
more by one. So I say every time it'll be 21-20, still by one.
That's Nate for you bucking the rules right there. Of course, Cowboys will win this football game, and I think it's going to be along the lines of it being 35-9. They shouldn't score a touchdown. They shouldn't even score a touchdown. I'm going to be honest with you. They should not score a touchdown. And I know Pierce is a really good back, but damn it, at some point in time, you got to step up and say, not even he's going to get going.
Right.
This is the one thing. Commit to that. Commit to, I don't know, who was it, David Love the third? What's the quarterback name over there?
Mills.
David Mills the third?
They may throw Allen in there.
Whoever.
Kyle Allen.
Whoever. I don't care. They shouldn't score a touchdown.
They say if you got two quarterbacks, you have none.
You know what they want to do. They want to run the football. That's their saving grace. And if you let him rub shot all over you, then that's just on you. I got 35-9 Cowboys, man.
And Chris,
did you see what Lovie said about the quarterback this week?
No.
So I think Davis Mills started last week.
No, Kyle started last week.
Oh, well, when Mills started, he got replaced by Allen, right?
Right, right.
And they asked him in the press conference, and he's like, well, this isn't a lifetime position.
Wow. Wow.
They're changing him out every week.
I can change it when I want to.
All right, man. We're up out of here, man. I hope all of y'all mentals and dentals are well. You had a good week. It's Friday. Do something for yourself. Do something to make yourself feel a little bit better. And the Cowboys are going to do something to make you feel good on Sundays. But you started off and do something to make yourself feel good this Friday. And do something a little Saturday to make yourself feel good. And the Cowboys will take care of business on Sunday. And we'll be back here on Monday to talk about it all. I hope that we're talking about a 40-point win. I hope there's not the other way around. I hope that we don't come back and they say, oh, they beat them 21. I hope they don't beat them 21-20. Nate, you know,
I just want them to win, man. I want them to be clean and prosperous, man.
Win, baby, win.
Yes.
That's all we can do, man. Y'all go win that football game, Cowboy Nation. We'll see you back here on Monday. That's Nate, Kurt in the back, Audio Jazz, Broham Willie, Kurt Daniels, wherever he's at. I know he's good. Know his family's good. Everybody's good on that front. I am Jesse Holly.
It's a build-up, Kurt. I know.
We out.
Had to get it off. Yeah,
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this?